Join me the two gentlemen retiring tonight, Christy Toy, Rory Cavanagh, been honoured. Christy, I'll start with yourself. A nice honour by the county board here tonight.
It's nice to be recognised. You know, I suppose myself and Rory have played for the same amount of years, and I suppose retired at the same time. So it's lovely to be recognised, you know, that you've put on a big commitment and effort, and it's nice to see the county board do those things for the players. So it's a great night, eh?
Several medals under your belt from your time as well. I suppose the highlight would be the All-Ireland.
Oh, of course, suppose we'd been with a few good teams that had come along before that and probably didn't fulfil our potential, but thankfully we're part of a team that eventually did, you know, and it has to stand out as one of the main memories. And obviously somebody had offered you an All-Ireland and three Ulster titles in those 4 seasons, you would have taken it at the time, of course, so that's definitely the highlight, yeah.
You're a year away from the panel. How did you feel this year watching from the sidelines rather than being in the middle of it?
Well, at the time I was ready to retire, you know, I'd put in everything I could into it, and the time was right, you know, so I wasn't missing it or anything like that. But it was hard probably watching it then from the sidelines in the summertime, especially when the team was probably struggling a wee bit, and you'd like to see the team do better, but you can't really do anything about it. So I suppose it's hard to watch that, but at the same time, you know, it was the right time for me to leave, so that was it, you know.
Rory, yourself, happy to step away when you did, and you had a year away and then came back, and are we going to see another glorious return?
No, definitely not. No, as Christy said, I was definitely ready second time round, you know. If we had to get over the line and maybe got an Ulster title at, you know, against Tyrone, you know, that would have made the comeback worthwhile. But you're listening to that sport, you know, we're very close, just didn't happen first then in the day. But I was definitely ready to step away, you know, when the body starts to get over 30, you know, things, niggles and all the rest. So no, it was the right time.
You've taken on a new role now as well. Are you getting into the coaching things?
It's a
big step.
Yeah, no, it's a good opportunity. You know, I was given the call there just during the week there to say that I got the position. So it was something that I'm looking forward to. It's always something that interested me, you know, while I was playing, you know, coaching. And it'll be nice now to get involved with the Donegal team, under 16s, and try and impart some of the certain knowledge that we've kind of accumulated over the years. So, no, it's an exciting step, you know.
Another fellow retiree, Carl Lacey, has joined the senior panel as well. Young fellas will look up to likes yourself, so you have been there, done it, won it. So, who better to take advice from?
Well, this is it, you know, and being involved with sport of coaching and schools levels as well, I kind of be familiar enough with a lot of those players. So, Carl, as you mentioned, is involved in the S&C side of things and working with the LYAT down there, so hopefully we get to use their facilities as well. So it's exciting to be bringing under 16s and under 17s all forward and at the one level, you know, so it'll be good to get stuck in and get working with the boys.
Seen a lot of changes down the years as well, Roy, from your time playing to what it is now. It's a very different game. As you said, strength and condition is a huge part of things now.
Well, it's gone that way now, hasn't it? When you even look at the senior inter-county game with Dublin, how athletic and strong they are. They're all athletes, you know, and that's the way modern football's gone now. You know, it's a very fast-paced game, I suppose, a hard-running game, and athletically you need to have all the boxes ticked. Like, so S&C is going to be a big part of it, and, you know, developing awareness for the young lads, you know, of what to expect, and getting them boys into the gym scenarios and into that setting, and get their bodies sort of used to lifting weight and getting stronger and getting faster. You know, that's what it's all about.
You man at the helm now as well, Declan Bonner, coming into the year, I suppose, like ourselves, you'll have high hopes coming into January and McKenna Cup.
Christy mentioned there last year was difficult to watch Sean a couple of the games, you know, when you couldn't do anything about it, obviously, but you don't like to see this team struggle. So listen, new man in now, new ideas, new thoughts, so possibly a new way of playing, you know, so it's a fresh slate for everybody. We're looking forward to seeing how it develops, because there's, you know, the under 21s won the Ulster there this year, so there's definitely a pool of players there that can go step on and develop at senior level.
Is there another season in the legs for yourself for St. Juniors?
Well, I'm hoping so anyway, so if the body lets me. I'll definitely aim to play for another couple of years.
Christy, yourself, will you still turn out for St. Michael's?
Well, I didn't actually get play as much as I wanted this year. You know, I was injured a lot and things like that. But when the body's okay in that, and as long as time-wise you're able to give the commitment, I'll play on, you know. So we're probably, our team's probably getting that wee bit older down there now at the minute, so we're probably going to need a wee bit of a infusion of youth coming into our setup to push us on a wee bit. But there's a good number of young players coming through there. It's a matter of probably keeping them at home and keeping them interested, you know. And as I say, the club football, and that's gone to the point now where it's a county football, yeah, really, to compete at the top level. So you have to be very versed on things like tactics and strength and conditioning. So hopefully, you know, if all players buy into that, we'll not be too far away again. But we're probably on a wee bit of a transition down there at the minute, you know.
Is there a coaching role on the horizon for yourself, do you think?
Well, this is something I've done before with the club underage and that, and I've always enjoyed it, you know, and liked it. But probably at just the stage I'm at in my life with other things going on, I wouldn't be able to look at things like that, you know. But you never say never about those things, you know. Rory there, and Eamon McGee's gone into with the under 20 ticket under Gary McDade, you know, and obviously Carrie Lacey. So that's maybe in the future, not at the minute, but I'll latch on as a spectator more so than a coach or anything like that. So
Christy Toy, Rory Kavanagh, thanks for chatting to us, and thanks for your service.
Thank you.
No bother.